Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jaya Gopi Jana Bhalava Giri Varadhari. Gopi Jana Bhalava Giri Varadhari. Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Jamuna Tira Vanachari. Jamuna Tira Vanachari. Jaya Ratha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jaya Ratha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jaya Gopi Jana Bhalava Giri Varadhari. Jaya Gopi Jana Bhalava Giri Varadhari. Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Jamuna Tira Vanachari. Jamuna Tira Vanachari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Kunja Bihari.
Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahansa Parivraja Gacharya Ashto Tarasvata Shishimad His Divine Grace A.C. Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahansa Parivraja Gacharya Ashto Tarasvata Shishimad His Divine Grace Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj Srila Prabhupada Ki Ananta Koti Vaishnava Vrinda Ki ISKCON Founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada Ki Granthara Shriman Bhagavatam Ki Dai Gaura Premanandi. O glory to the assembled devotees. O glory to the assembled devotees. O glory to the assembled devotees. O glory to Shishiguru and Shiguranga. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, the Summon Bonum, Chapter 8, Lord Krishna shows the universal form within his mouth, texts 43 and 44, Achan 43.
Itam vidita tattvayam gopikayam sa ishvara vaishnavim vyatanon mayam putrasneha majim vibhu.
Translation: Mother Yashoda, by the grace of the Lord, could understand the real truth. But then again, the Supreme Master, by the influence of the internal potency, Yoga Maya, inspired her to become absorbed in intense maternal affection for her son. Purport. Although Mother Yashoda understood the whole philosophy of life, at the next moment, she was overwhelmed by affection for her son by the influence of Yoga Maya. Unless she took care of her son Krishna, she thought, how could he be protected? She could not think otherwise, and thus she forgot all her philosophical speculations. This forgetfulness is described by Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur as being inspired by the influence of Yoga Maya, Mohana Sadarmyam Mayam. Materialistic persons are cultivated by Maha Maya, whereas devotees by the arrangement of the spiritual energy are cultivated by Yoga Maya. Text number 44.
Sadhyo nasta smritir gopi saropyarohan atmayam pabriddhad sneha kalila Hidayasit Yatapura Sadyo Nasta Smritir Gopi Saropyarohan Atmayam Pabriddha Sneha Kalila Harda Hidayasit Yathapura Sadyo Nasta Smritir Gopi Saropyarohan Atmajam Pabriddha Sneha Kalila Hidayasit Yathapura.
Christian.
Sadhyaha.
After all these philosophical speculations, Mother Yasoda fully surrendered to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Nasta Smritihi, having gotten rid of the memory of seeing the universal form within Krishna's mouth, Gopi, Mother Yasoda, sa, she, aropya, sitting, aroham, on the lap, atmayam, her son, pabritta, increased, sneha, by affection, kalila, affected, hridaya, the core of her heart, asit, became situated, yatha pura, as she was formerly. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Immediately, forgetting Yoga Maya's illusion that Krishna has shown the universal form within his mouth, Mother Yasoda took her son on her lap as before, feeling increased affection in her heart for her transcendental child. Purport. Mother Yasoda regarded the vision of the universal form within Krishna's mouth as an arrangement of Yoga Maya, like a dream. As one forgets everything after a dream, Mother Yasoda immediately forgot the entire incident. As her natural feeling of affection increased, she decided to herself, "Now let this incident be forgotten. I do not mind. Here's my son. Let me kiss him." Om jnana timirandasya jnananjana shalakaya chakshur ummilitam yena tasmai sri gurave namaha namo om vishnu padaya krishna prastaya bhutale shimate mahaswami namo om vishnu padaya krishna prastaya bhutale shimate bhakti vedanta swami iti namine namaste saraswate deve gauravani pracharine nirvishesha shunyavadi pashyatyade satarine Bancha kalpataru vyasha kripa sindhu vyaivacha patitanam pavanevyo vaishnavevyo namo namaha. So we see the depiction or the description of the Nitya Siddha devotee process of being covered by the illusory potency of the Lord. An illusion means that we see something that is not, or something that have no real substance. So it's compared that an illusion is like seeing water in fire, or seeing fire in water, or land in water. In the opening verse of the Bhagavatam, Srila Vyasadev, he says that in terms of the cosmic manifestation, when he says Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, and then when he says Tejo Barimridam Yata Vinimayo Yatra Trisarga Omrisha, that the translation. Teja, fire, body, water, mridam, earth, yata, as much as, vinimayo, actions and reactions, yatra, whereupon. So the translation is, by him, by Lord Vasudev, by him, even the great sages and demigods are praised into illusion. And one is bewildered by the illusory representation, as one is bewildered by the illusory representations of water seen in fire or land seen on water. So an illusion. So we see something that is not there. We cannot see reality. So right here, the depiction of how does that illusory potency works on the Nitya Siddha devotee. So the illusory energy causes the living entity or the devotee to forget about the absolute truth, or to forget about Krishna's position, about your position. One is not able to see the absolute reality. So it's quite wonderful to see how it works for these liberated souls, the devotees, that they completely forget about Krishna's position. But the difference is that they settle in this intense connection of love with Krishna. So what the forgetfulness of Krishna's position allows the living entity to actually get absorbed in some object of happiness and attachment. For the devotee, the object of attachment in which one is totally absorbed is Krishna. And therefore, he allows this very beautiful and relishing, pleasing to the Lord, a mood of love and relationship, different forms of relationships. Based on this, so for the conditioned souls is the other way. The same principle applies. The illusory energy makes one forget about Krishna's position, about the absolute truth, about your own constitution, and then that forgetfulness allowed this absorption and attachment on some material, the material nature. The term that is used by Srila Rupa Goswami is asat trishna. So trishna means thirst, and asat means something that is temporary. So one is allowed to indulge or to become totally absorbed in this desire to enjoy material nature. And on the devotee, then that manifests as a desire to serve or to love Krishna. So Krishna becomes the object of desire for the conditioned soul. Matter, the temporary, becomes the object of desire. Same principle, but it's something like that energy works like if you flip a switch, then you know, like for in the buildings, you have this little control of heat and air condition, and it's just a little switch If you switch this one, then that machine starts and then it's air conditioned. If you switch to this side, then the other machine starts and gives some heat. But it's just a matter of a switch. It's the same energy. So this illusory energy can work as Mahamaya or can work as Yogamaya. To work as Yogamaya, one has to be situated in this position of liberation, of perfection. If one is conditioned, or if one is covered by ignorance, then Mahamaya is that covering potency. So what happened with Mahamaya covers the conditioned soul? The first thing that happens is that one's receive these false conceptions of the self, and that is called ahamkara. When this false conception of the self happens, one recognizes oneself with material nature. One thinks, I am this body, and then immediately one desires to control material nature. And then one starts to think oneself as a controller, as the doer, and the enjoyer of material nature. Prakrite kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvasaha ahamkara vimudatma kartaham iti manyate. That the spirit soul, bewildered by the influence of false ego, thinks himself the doer of activities that are in actuality carried out by the three modes of material nature. So one cannot see that. One cannot see reality. One simply sees this illusion, or act within this illusion, which is, you know, when the stark reality is, when we hear this thing, it's like, oh, that cannot be. You know, it's almost like saying, breaking the news to you that, I'm sorry, my friend, but you're really crazy. You are insane. You have a mental problem. And, you know, we have to put you in some treatment, in some psychiatric ward to be treated of your insanity. So, no, we can relate to that. But this is the situation of the conditioned soul, that we're covered by this illusory energy. And one of the things, the particular feature of this illusory energy is that we just can recognize the personality of Godhead, even if we're somehow or other come in contact with the personality of Godhead through his holy names or his form or his instructions. We still cannot fully recognize the living entity, bewildered and attracted by demoniac and atheistic views, who become completely deluded. So the position of the conditioned soul is called, the term that is used is mudha, which is fools. It's a very foolish position. And in that position, we just cannot understand the absolute truth. Abhajananti man mudha manusin tanun ashrita
परम भावम अजानंतो मम भूत महेश्वरम.
Krishna says, this type of mudas, fools, deride me when I descend in my human forms. They do not understand my transcendental nature as the supreme lord of all that be. And then the next verse, he says that those who are bewildered, those bewildered and attracted by demoniac and atheistic views, in that deluded condition, their hopes for liberation, the fruitive activities and the culture of knowledge are all defeated. So that is the works of Mahamaya, unconditioned souls. But what we're seeing here, and when we listen, so we conditioned souls, we are afflicted in so many different degrees by this illusory energy, Mahamaya, that is still allow many of us to be tossed around by this conception of I am this body and I am the enjoyer of this material nature. And this illusory energy creates this hankering, or actually almost like lead our natural search for happiness towards something that is temporary, something that have no substance. They are sat. So that position is a position of dukkha or miseries, because it's not compatible to us. But for the devotees, so to be able to see and to listen and to understand how that same energy works for those who are elevated in Krishna consciousness, who are free from this conception of I am the body, and who are situated in their constitutional position of Krishna consciousness, for them how that illusion works in order to facilitate the exchanges of love and their connection with the personality of Godhead, which is quite wonderful to see and to sort of witness in one sense. How they are always under the influence and the protection of the divine nature. Diving Prakritin. Krishna calls us in the Bhagavad Gita diving Prakritin, which is, you know, this nature that is transcendental, that is divine. And in that divine nature, these devotees are always engaged in devotional service. Mahatmanastuman parta daivim prakritim ashrita bhajanti ananya manaso yatva bhutanim avyajam. O son of Prita, those who are not deluded, the great souls, are under the protection of the divine nature. They're fully engaged in devotional service because they know me as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, originally and inexhaustible. And then, what do? Satatan kirtayantoman yatantas chadridhavrata namasyantas chaman bhaktya nitya yukta upashate. Always chanting my glorious, endeavoring with great determination, bowing down before me, these great souls perpetually worship me with devotion. So when the devotee reaches that position, then Krishna uses this yoga maya to facilitate his or her exchanges of love. So the wonderful thing is that the body forgets about Krishna's position. So, you know, when Krishna says that these Mahatmas, yatva bhutadin avyayam, they know that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, originally inexhaustible. They forget. So they forget about Krishna's position, and they're able to engage in that loving relationship. So Mother Yasoda forgets. When she sees the universal form, she goes into this all philosophical understanding of the personality of Godhead. And then an understanding of how powerful her son is. And then understanding that in this bewildered condition, she has only to surrender to the personality of Godhead. And then after concluding all this, she forgets everything. She decided, well, that may be, but here's my beautiful son and I must protect him. So let me forget. This is all like a dream. It's, you know, it's like you get, you know, some moment in which something happens and bewilders you. Okay, let's move on, you know, life, continue with life. And then she's back in that loving connection of being Krishna's mother and take Krishna on her lap and start to, you know, just love him. So it is quite something. It's, for example, in the case of Arjuna, when Krishna chose the universal form, then one Arjuna's realization is, and in one sense, you know, how this understanding of Krishna's position disrupt the relationship, the sweetness and the spontaneity of the relationship. Arjuna's recognized, oh my God, you are the personality of Godhead. You are the supreme being. And here I am, just sitting with you so many times in the same bed, joking around. Sometimes Arjuna is making fun of Krishna. Sometimes they're just having this relationship like regular friends. And then he's realizing, no, he is my Supreme Lord. And how it's almost like being embarrassed to have him be in that position of sitting in the same bed with Krishna and joking around and making fun of each other. So then that's when Krishna uses to get back to that position, you have to take away that understanding. You have to make them forget. And then when they forget that understanding, they can again have that type of relationship with Krishna. Why is that? Because Krishna is Rasaraj. He relishes that loving relationship with the devotees. So that's That's how these signs of rasa is described. And each one of us have that particular nature. We have a particular relationship with Krishna that is eternal, and have to be uncovered and manifested. And that's what we can expect when ultimately we reach that position of perfection. That, and then we can look forward to that. And obviously, you know, the descriptions here are the most intimate associates of the Lord, like Mother Yasoda and Nanda Maharaj and the cowherd boys and the gopis. But it is said that we also have that type of relationship, or where there's a particular rasa that we have, and that will be uncovered or revealed when we are in the position of pure love for Krishna. Any comments or questions?
Can you explain more about Yoga Maya and Mahamaya? Prakriti Sthanikarsati, that is Mahamaya Jati, and that?
Yeah. Yeah, I try to explain it. So Mahamaya is what affects the conditioned souls, and Yoga Maya is what affects the liberated souls. In both cases, it makes us forget about Krishna and Krishna's position and about our position. So for this is more or less like how you say, summarizing what I try to, the idea that I try to explain. So for the liberated souls, Yoga Maya allows one to completely absorb oneself in the object of one's attachment. So for the liberated soul, the object of attachment is Krishna. So allows that complete absorption in that object of love. And for the conditioned souls, Mahamaya allows one to become absorbed in temporary objects of the senses. So the temporary energy or the material energy. So there's asat krishnant, asat trishna, asat trishna, and there is krishna trishna. That's what my guru Maharaj says that, and you know, then we have to, you know, there is these two things. Asat Trishna and Krishna Trishna. So it's thirst for the temporary and a thirst for Krishna. So the devotee, just like Mother Yasoda, she forgot everything and just got absorbed in loving Krishna. The verse 43 says that Mother Yasoda, by the grace of the Lord, could understand the real truth. But again, the Supreme Master, by the influence of the internal potency, Yoga Maya, inspired her to become absorbed in intense material affection for her son. So that absorption is what Yoga Maya allows. Absorption in the interest, but in a particular rasa. Her rasa is Vatsalya, so she got absorbed in that maternal affection. So that's what Yoga Maya allows. Mahamaya allows for us conditioned souls to be absorbed in asat, in the temporary world. And, you know, and off we go. And that's what we're trying to switch, we're trying to change. Shitendri and then Jai Baladev Prabhu.
In the purport for verse number 42, it says, nothing belongs to anyone but the Supreme Lord. Only because of illusion do we wrongly think I am existing or everything belongs to me. Well, everything belongs to me, we can understand that, but we are always existing. So that's kind of confusing here. It says, I am existing, but we are always existing.
Let me read that again. Say yes. Nothing belongs to any. Read it again, Prabhu.
Nothing belongs to anyone but the Supreme Lord. Only because of illusion do we wrongly think I am existing or everything belongs to me.
Oh, okay.
Well, I can understand everything belongs to me is illusion, but to say I am existing, we are always existing.
Yeah, I think is I am existing, it refers to the aham mameti principle. Aham, I am. You know, so, but the I am is confused to be I am this body. So I'm, you know, I think that's what it's referring to. So it's a misconception of the I am, or the, you know, the ego. So it becomes the false ego, the ahamkara.
That sounds like a good clarification.
Yeah.
Next.
I remember Srila Prabhupada explained very nice thing. He always says, Maya vase jache vase. When Maya vase jache vase, means like when flood comes, you know, when the water comes, the flood, it takes out everything. So like that, so when living entity, he is under the clutch of Maya, everything goes away, like flood. Mayarvase Jachi Vase. That is a nice, this is a song from Bhaktivinoda Thakur or something. And one more thing also, another Prabhupada repeatedly say, one sloka, Maya Nidam Bharam Bhimuratma, Bhimuratma. Maya Bharam Nidam Bhimuratma. Means how a living entity become full in the hand of Maya, and he, all his, you know, knowledge, intelligence, everything is lost. Maya idam bharam vimuratma.
Very nice.
Hare Krishna, thank you for your class. One of your last statement was is that we all have a relationship with Krishna, and it has to be uncovered. And because right now we're enslaved by Maya, but since this verse reverts to Maya, Prabhupada, in the Gita, of course, Krishna says the famous verse 7:14, "Daivihi esha gunamai mama maya duratyaya." And then I purport, Prabhupada says another meaning of guna qualities, or in this particular case, bad qualities, is rope. So Prabhupada says, it is to be understood that the conditioned soul is tied down by the ropes of illusion and requires the help of a liberated soul to so we could establish our relationship with Krishna. And one thing I appreciate about that purport is that we can see that the difference between a free person and an enslaved person that is, a free person is happy, and an enslaved person is miserable. And so we see that when we're shackled by intolerance, impatience, and gratitude, these bad qualities, we can see nobody is happy when they're shackled by these invisible shackles. So you need the help of a liberated soul to help you. Jesus also says something in the Bible, but my question is related to the fact that one thing I was meditating on is that when I do recyclables in the back, there's one door, and I see so many devotees coming through that door. They use a key. There's a quote, because there's a quote, a very beautiful quote that says, forgiveness is the door to unlock someone, how does it go? I forgot. I forgot how the quote goes, but it basically essentially says that forgiveness is the key to unlock a prisoner and realizing that you were the prisoner. And so we see that these bad qualities are like shackles, and good qualities are like keys. And we see that, like I was using the same analogy, that when I'm doing recyclables in the bed, there's so many devotees coming through the same door. There's one door, but there are many keys. And so sometimes an obstacle or a dilemma between devotees is that, like Prabhupada mentions in the purport of 714, a liberated soul can set you free. And then there's that verse that says, Asat Sangha Tiaga, A Vaishnava Achara, Sri Sangi Eka Sadhu, Krishna Abhata Ar. One who's attached to materialist association, especially those who associate, who lust after women, can't liberate you. But we see in the pastime with Lord Chaitanya and Ramananda Roy, Pradyumna Mishra went to Lord Chaitanya and says, Lord Chaitanya, can you free me from my misconceptions? And Lord Chaitanya essentially said, I lost my key. You're going to have to go to Ramananda Roy. He has a spare key. And then Pradyumna Mishra says, it appears that he's attached to women. But how is it possible that he could free me from my own enslavement of Maya? And so Lord Chaitanya, he says, Krishna Shakti Vina, Kadi Kaleta Dharma Krishna Nama Sankirtan, Krishna Shakti Vina, Nahi Tata Pravartana. Krishna could give his Krishna Shakti, his keys to anyone, just like Jitendra sometimes give me keys to unlock the doors. And so sometimes, my question is that sometimes, a lot of times we see that sometimes when devotees are associating with others, trying to uplift others, the tendency is that you should avoid that association. As if there's one master key. And in Prabhupada, in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi Lila, chapter 1, verse 35, Prabhupada mentions, of course, there's one Diksha Guru, but there's so many Shiksha Gurus who can't free one from a web of material existence. Just like there's so many keys. Devotees, there's one door, one lot, many keys. So what are some steps we can move forward to avoid Aparas, like Durvasamuni, who says, I'm the only one who could free others from Maya, and not Ambarish, because he's married, and I'm a celibate monk. And so sometimes that's the dilemma that we see that happens all the time. Don't associate with this devotee, don't associate with that devotee. I have a master key. But we see that there's so many analogies where that's not true. There's so many Shiksha Gurus, so many people to be grateful for in our life, even if they're not constantly giving us wisdom. So many people just give us small quotes of wisdom. And then, so what are some steps we can move forward to recognize if we're actually committing aparats? And what are some steps we could do with devotees who are facing that dilemma of thinking they have one only master key, the key to the city?
Well, you know, everybody... In a community of devotees, we can for sure be prepared, or at least, you know, by common sense, you can understand that you have many devotees who are in the process of purifying, you know, themselves, including ourselves. So there is going to be encounters like that constantly. So the process, in the process of purification that most of us are, then the recommendation is given, is consistent. One has to cultivate, as you said, you know, the good qualities are keys. The liberated souls, as Srila Prabhupada has given us the keys. The keys that he's given us, he received from Lord Chaitanya and Lord Krishna. From, well, from the Parampara all the way to Lord Chaitanya and Lord Krishna. So, and we're giving, okay, here's the keys, and this is how you use it. But you have to acquire them. You know, unless you acquire and you have, so one have to work to acquire the keys. So the temple doesn't give the back key to anyone. The temple authorities give the back key to those who sort of show some maturity and some responsibility within the temple service. Or, well, not necessarily that, you know, when you come to, anyway, I don't mean it necessarily to that, that's the, yeah. But I mean that, you know, there are certain, that the keys are not given indiscriminately. So you have to sort of work, you have to show a certain level of a, you know, the particular service or whatever, you know, so you receive a key. So similarly, we have to work for those keys. We have to work for the keys of humility. We have to work for the keys of tolerance, for the keys of respect, for the keys of, you know, a diminished false ego. Because those keys are going to allow us to chant the holy name constantly, with feeling and without apparat. So it's an individual thing. Each one of us have to get those keys. I mean, so what you're talking about is devotees in the process of trying to get a key and then butting hands with each other. Well, the problem is that you don't have the key. I don't have the key, you don't have the key. So what am I going to do? I'm going to be all upset because you don't have the key? Well, my friend, actually we can tell ourselves, well, really, the problem that I have is that I don't have the key. So why do I keep working and getting a key? And then once I get a key, I can help my fellow devotees to get a key too. Or to, you know, by example. Here's an example of someone who doesn't have a key and now has a key. I can show that. I can show that with the proper mood of service, humility, tolerance, respect. So it's an individual thing. We can, if we get bogged down, discouraged, or upset about someone else's not having the key when I don't have the key. And the fact that I'm getting disturbed is that because that's a symptom that I don't have the key. So, and the order that is given to us is that we individually have to come to the position of receiving that key. It's there. We know what key is that we, and then we practice, we cultivate, you know? So, so like that we can get that key. Yeah, yeah, it's good. Thanks. Krishna Arjun.
I guess I'm making a connection with Jitendra having asked for that clarification from the previous text. And if one's making that distinction between Mahamaya and Yogamaya that you were explaining, you highlighted that there was in both cases a forgetfulness of one's position that was permitted, be it by Yogamaya or Mahamaya. And the thought that I'm having is connected to that clarification from the previous Jitendra's question. The significant thing seems to be that the concepts that one is holding are dictating how one's functioning. So it seems that the view one has of oneself plays in very strongly whether Mahamaya or Yogamaya is operating. Anyway, that was the thought.
Right, that's the idea. Yeah, I think that's a correct understanding. Yeah. Well, that's what I understand also. Of course, there may be more depth. Well, for sure, there's more depth to the whole thing, how it works. But that's the main idea, how I understand. Also, that according to one's consciousness, then Krishna reciprocates like that. So we have to be, if we're situated in that ahaitukiya pratiyata position, you know, unmotivated, uninterrupted, loving devotional service, and when, if we are in that position, then Yogamaya allows, you know, us to be able to engage in some loving relationship with Krishna. The manifestation, the full manifestation of that full, you know, that that relationship. In however, if it's in awe and reverence, like the servitorship, it does allow, you know, in some way to have that that sort of relationship. Like the in Dasya Ras, the greatest example is Hanuman. And Hanuman, he always see his worshipper Lord as Lord Ramachandra, but there's a very beautiful, loving relationship between the two of them. Sometimes Lord Ramachandra embrace Hanuman. The fact that he's always accompanying the Lord, always at his feet. There's something that, you know, that this intimate relationship that that is manifested, sort of loving relationship. But I think the way I understand it, of course, this is a very deep subject matter, and it's a little over my head, quite a bit over my head. But according to the living entity or the particular rasa you have, there's, you know, different degrees of forgetfulness. So in awe and reverence, you always have, you know, Krishna's position. He's the superior, and then you know, the relationship manifests like that. And then there is the combinations that you see it very graphically when it's combinations of, it goes between awe and reverence and paternal love, like Vasudev and Devaki. That at one point they're like praying to the Lord in great awe and reverence. He is the supreme. We're just a little tiny living entity. And all of a sudden it switches to, you know, you're my son, you know, please make yourself a child so cancer can go kill you and things like that. So it's quite bewildering, but yes, you have to be in that consciousness of pure spiritual consciousness to be able to be influenced by Yoga Maya. Okay, I think we can stop here. Karantarashimam Bhagavatam Ki.